Magic 89.9, Talbot here. This week, I've been speaking about Movember, which is, Movember's just a fancy way to speak about men's mental and physical health, basically. And for today, I've got a very special guest joining me. It's Dr. Zach Seidler from Movember. Zach, first of all, I got to know, what sort of moustache are you repping at the moment for the month of November?
Well, it's a Freddie Mercury-esque, I reckon.
Freddie Mercury, the Queen. Very good, very good.
I'm the Queen.
And now a slightly trickier question, I guess. Let's just get straight into it. Why do blokes struggle with their mental health, expressing their emotions and everything like that? Why do they struggle so much more than, say, women do comparatively?
Well, I think that there is a common stereotype around masculinity that men need to be stoic and strong and self-reliant. But there is a lot to be said for the fact that men actually have great capacity to look after themselves and look after others. So while there's a difference, I guess, between men and women in the numbers of people who experience things like depression or anxiety, the male suicide rate is through the roof. So there's a lot that we need to do to make sure that we are, you know, jumping on this stuff early and providing men with the opportunity, the community, the voice to be able to get this stuff out pre-crisis.
And it's, I guess, like life out here in country South Australia and on the Eyre Peninsula, it's pretty tough. Are regional men particularly at risk?
Oh, hugely. We've done plenty of research with regional guys, and we know that while there's, you know, awesome benefits in having that freedom and having space and having a strong community and all of that, there is a lot that can be really harmful for their mental health in social isolation. There's not a lot of services out there. And then we also know that, you know, economic situations like one we're going through right now tend to hit regional areas much harder than the cities. So we have a lot left to do to make sure that these guys have the support network and also the services to make sure that they can stay well.
What advice do you have for men who have a hard time opening up? Not necessarily you're in crisis mode, but I guess in general for us guys, it's hard to, I don't know, I feel like we're trained from a young age to bottle up emotions, and sort of just as I've like hit my 30s now, I'm starting to get a hang of talking about my emotions.
It takes time, and that's the sad thing is that we kind of get trained out of it. We definitely have the ability to, you know, you look at 4 or 5 year old boys and their emotional spectrum is broader than the girls. It's just that it slowly but surely gets narrowed in and the bounds become tighter. And it's really sad to see because we lose not only those, you know, that ability to describe the emotions that are tough, like, you know, sadness and depression, whatever it may be. We also lose joy. You know, it's sad to watch. And so I think what the advice that I would always give is that do it in your own way. And it takes time. And as you said, you know, it can take decades even to get to that point where you're willing to describe it. But choose a few people that you trust, that you know will understand what's going on, and just give yourself the time and the space to just, you know, find a way to vocalize it in any way possible, because it's always better out than in.
Always better out than in. Great advice, I think, Zach. I think that's so true. And we have to go take a break, but I'm keen to keep this conversation going. If you can stick around, I reckon we can pick it up again in just a little bit. Magic 89.9. You're with Talbot on the Morning Mashup. Hey, all week we've been talking about men's mental and physical health because it's November, which is Movember. Movember. I've been growing a moustache. You can have a look at that on our Facebook page, Magic 89.9. Let me know what you think. I'd love to get your feedback. But yesterday we spoke to Dr. Zach Seidler from the Movember Foundation, and it was so good. I thought I'd get him back today. And no better time than now to be talking about our mental health. Applies to both men and women, obviously. So let's just dive into the hard stuff, the deep stuff, I guess. Zach, I think that for a lot of men, myself included, we can feel like we don't have a support network necessarily, or people that we can lean on that won't judge us. Even if we've got partners or friends who really do care about us, you can feel like that doesn't apply to you.
There's a lot to be said for the fact that as men age, they actually lose friends, whereas women gain. So men need to start prioritizing social connection. And they also need to I guess, when it comes to their friends, push past this tug of war of stubbornness, of discomfort and awkwardness around talking about, you know, stuff of depth, of meaning, and just embrace the fact that we're all human, we've all got shit going on, and I think it's really important that we actually discuss it with one another once in a while, rather than keeping it to ourselves, bottling it up, letting it overwhelm us, and then you end up in crisis. That's when your friends really struggle to respond, when you're, you know, really on the brink. That's the hardest time. We can deal with it when you're well. And so finding the people that you trust and finding a way to describe what's happening for you, rather than assuming that no one wants to hear it or that you're going to be judged, assume that they're there and they're ready to listen.
And that's what events like Movember are trying to do, I guess. They're trying to give guys a place where they feel more comfortable. Maybe not comfortable, that might be too strong, but more comfortable talking about some of these emotions and just some of the anxieties and worries they have, I guess.
Exactly. We're all human, and that's what the moustache is all about. It's the best conversation starter you could possibly have. What is going on your upper lip? That's what I've been dealing with the past couple of weeks, and I think that you'd be very surprised the types of conversations you can have if you've got that conversation starter, if you've got that impetus for change, because guys are more than capable of having these chats. And so Movember is here really, you know, to get you thinking about what is your health, what is important to you, how can you look after yourself and the people around you. And really, we know that this year it's the most important Mo that you'll ever grow, because it's been tough for many, especially those in the regional areas. And you know, we're thinking of you, and hopefully, you know, the funds that we raise are going to get into programs to support young blokes out there as well.
Definitely. And what I always tell myself is it's actually stronger to be honest about your emotions and feelings and anxieties and be open about them. That takes real strength.
Amen. That's what bravery and courage are. It's dealing with the stuff in front of you. It's facing up to it and going, how am I going to deal with this? That's what masculinity is all about. That's what we want men to do. And so going and talking to somebody about what's going on and trying to fix it and trying to get on top of it, that's really all we can ask for this month.
Hey, thanks so much for your time, Zach.
Mo is king. Mo on, everybody. We love it.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, Zach. Really appreciate it.
Yes, Sam.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye. Now, if you are going through a hard time yourself, there are tons of services that can help. If you're finding yourself going through a crisis right now, 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. You can give them a call anytime. Magic 89.9.